whoa. Rising in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu and Gundam light. Yo,
minasan, Manga Sensei Podcast, hey, yokoso. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Manga Sensei Podcast, where every single day I break down the world's best language. And today we're talking about a simple conjunction that is commonly used in Japanese that I noticed I haven't quite talked upon as we get ready for this fun one-year anniversary here this Thursday with Manga Sensei. So make sure to check us out for that unique and special podcast that'll be coming up that day. But let's get started on soshite. So soshite is a conjugation, but it also has an internal meaning of itself. A conjunction is a word that's used to make a transition from one sentence to another. And soshite, it means and then or next in line. So it's a chronological, usually meaning, or a obvious leading with an idea for one thing to the next. A good example of this would be like, I went to the mall and then I went to my sister's house.
私はスーパーに行きました。そして妹のうちに行きました。
So I had one and then the other. A, そして B. And the first and second sentences are usually completed sentences. Not always, but this is a good rule of thumb to think about when you're using this conjunction, because that's usually how a conjunction works. You have one sentence period, そして, and then the continuation of that sentence period. Now, this can also follow with like an idea. For example, if I want to say you need to think of it this way, and then you can understand the concept.
まずこういうふうに考えて、
first, think about it this way, そしてわかりやすくなる。It becomes a lot easier for you to understand. So by this, then the second, and that logically follows. It's a very simple and then. Now, one thing to note when using Japanese conjunction, or any conjunction in any language for that matter, is that a lot of the times it will simply make sense in the target language and not your own. That's a very, very important part that I've been trying to nail home for the past little while here on this podcast. Often people try to chokuyaku, or in other words, directly translate something. I found this to be a big problem, particularly for beginning and intermediate learners, because they're trying to translate basically their ideas into the secondary language. So when using soshite, don't try to exclusively use it as the idea as and then. Simply see it as an idea of progressing from one point to another point, or that one thing logically follows another thing. This is important because if you think of another word like tsugi, tsugi means next. You don't want to use tsugi ni because that would make no sense, though logically that would make sense as a direct translation. However, I am out of time for the day. I do want to remind you that again, we are having a fun special podcast this Thursday with the entire Manga Sensei team, and I'd really enjoy if you could tune in for that so we can connect with you and talk about some fun changes that are going to be happening here at Manga Sensei and some new things that we're going to be releasing. With that, make sure to make 10,000 mistakes, and I will see you tomorrow. Until then, Jane.
Hi everyone, this is Davide with Gogo Nihon. We help who wants to live and study in Japan. Make sure to listen my interview with John Sensei. Rising in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu and Gundam light. Yo, can't believe I finally made it. Matsuri celebrated Golden Week. Hold it down with my cho. E tanky out of, let's hit Yamada Denki. Big smile, I feel Genki Giz.